Now, last-minute preparations are underway for a papal visit to the Czech Republic this coming weekend. It will be Pope Benedict XVI's first visit to the country, 4 years after he became the head of the Roman Catholic Church. The pontiff's three-day stay will include the usual meetings and celebrations. But the Pope has also sent a signal that he hopes to reach out to ordinary Czechs. Chris Johnstone reports on the background, significance and expectations surrounding the papal visit.
Pope Benedict XVI begins a three-day visit to the Czech Republic on Saturday. He arrives in Prague and will conduct a public mass in the second city, Brno, on Sunday, which is expected to be attended by up to 150,000 people. On Monday, St. Wenceslas Day, the Pope will visit the Basilica of St. Wenceslas in Stara Boleslav, where Prince Wenceslas was slain by his brother in the 10th century. Wenceslas was later canonized and made the patron saint of Bohemia. For Czechs, he has both a national and religious significance. The Pope has already said that he wants his visit to bring a message of faith and hope to Czechs, with the visit taking place 20 years after the fall of communism. Giuseppe Fiorentina is the head of the international service of the Vatican-based newspaper L'Osservatore Romano. He says the Pope's current visit should be viewed in the light of recent Czech and Central European history.
I think that the meaning should be analyzed under an historic point of view, under a historic dimension. 20 years after the fall of the Berlin Wall, you know, and the Pope goes to the Czech Republic to spread once again a message of the Christian values that for the nowadays Europe are very important.
The Catholic Church was persecuted under the almost four-decade-long communist regime. The communists highlighted its alleged treacherous links with the Vatican, regarded as a worldwide centre of anti-communist conspiracy. With the Velvet Revolution, which overthrew communism almost 20 years ago, the Church came out of the shadows with some credit and popularity. However, leading Czech Catholics have since lamented a missed chance to build on the goodwill and develop a broader base and influence. The current Pope's predecessor, John Paul II, visited the Czech Republic three times. Even with his charisma and the credit he won for his part in the overthrow of communism, he did not appear to make much more than a sporadic impact on most Czechs. Many would question whether the current Pope, often described as theologically conservative, will be well placed to broaden the Catholic Church's appeal in the Czech Republic. But Mr. Fiorentina protests that the conservative tag is not a useful one and that the papal office, rather than the incumbent, is what is important.
It's not a matter of the Pope, it's a matter of the message that the Pope, this Pope as the former Pope, also the future, the next Pope, has to spread as the successor of St. Peter. It's not a matter of Benedict, of John Paul II, of Paul VI. It's a matter of the Pope as the successor of St. Peter.
Even so, articles in the worldwide Catholic media ahead of the visit have pointed out that the Czech Republic is probably the most atheistic country in Europe. Figures from the Vatican describe 3.29 million of the country's 10.4 million inhabitants as Catholics, or around 32% of the population. This estimate appears a bit on the high side. The Czech census in 2001 described 26.8% of Czechs as Catholics.
That report was by Chris Johnstone.